question. Very influential spiritual teacher who generally speaks in bhakti also speaks that we are God, then should that person be considered as a Mayavadi? Might such teaching be a subtle philosophical school of thought, such as Shuddha Dvaitavad, as differentiated from Mayavad? Answer: it is difficult. I'll make 3 points. First is that it is difficult to judge precisely what the philosophical orientation of any person, any spiritual teacher is, based on one statement. Even in our sacred texts like the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, certain verses can be found which can seem to be highly impersonalistic. So it could be reasonably argued that jumping to conclusions about overall philosophical orientations of a teacher based on one isolated statement is being hasty and unfair. While that is true through that, it also needs to be acknowledged that within the broad bhakti tradition, there has always been some significant emphasis by the devotional teachers of our difference from God, even while asserting that there is oneness between us and God in a particular sense. So when there is a categorical assertion of not just oneness between us and God, but rather that we are God, and when such an assertion is made without any trace of any qualification or any clarification, then that should definitely cause devotees to be careful. while the exact degree of identification with the Lord or differentiation from the Lord may vary across different traditions, including even different traditions that may be considered devotional traditions. An unqualified assertion of non-differentiation is concerning and troubling. Quite often, and so the first point was that don't make conclusions based on isolated statements. Second was that still categorical statements about non-differentiation of oneness are problematic. And lastly, third would be that within our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, there has been a sharp and clear demarcation of boundaries with respect to the philosophical establishment of the position of the Lord, and such differentiation is not always very clearly expressed or emphasized in other traditions. Those same boundaries may be porous, and given how important such boundaries were for our prominent teachers, including for Srila Prabhupada, and how we can also logically understand how emphasizing the difference between the soul and the Lord is essential for even the possibility of an authentic devotional relationship, the very prospect of which is rendered impossible by the idea of oneness that involves some kind of merging. Given the importance of this, it is best for devotees to be extremely cautious about hearing from any spiritual teacher whose statements resemble Mayavad. We can respect all spiritual teachers, but when it comes to hearing, we need to be careful that what we hear doesn't go against the philosophical teachings of our acharyas, and thereby it doesn't subtly go against our devotional purposes. So to summarize, while jumping to conclusions about overall philosophical orientation may be unwarranted, still categorical statements that resemble Mayavad from an apparently devotional teacher are certainly concerning, and it is better to be safe than sorry, and therefore avoid or at least be extremely reserved about hearing from such teachers.